What are the rules around statutory sick pay? We get asked this a lot. Everyone understands the principle of still getting paid when they are sick. But getting to grips with the ins and the outs of different situations often causes confusion. So, here's our take on the rules around statutory sick pay. First things first, what is statutory sick pay? Statutory sick pay, SSP, is a government-run scheme in the UK. It is designed to provide financial support to employees who are unable to work due to illness or injury. It is a legal requirement for employers to pay SSP to eligible employees. The rules around it are designed to ensure that workers receive the support they need during periods of ill health. What are the immediate rules of statutory sick pay? The eligibility criteria for SSP are as follows. Employees must be classed as employed earners, meaning they are entitled to receive earnings from their employer. They must have been off work for 4 or more consecutive days, including weekends. They must earn an average of at least £120 per week. They must have informed their employer of their absence within the required time frame. Once an employee has met these criteria, they are entitled to receive SSP at the rate of £109.40 per week, for up to 28 weeks. Please note that this amount is subject to change each year, so it is important to check the current rate. How SSP works. Employers are responsible for keeping records of SSP payments, and must inform Home Revenue and Customs of any payments made. They should do this through their end-of-year payroll submissions. Employers are also responsible for claiming back SSP payments from the government. They can do this through the Statutory Sick Pay Rebate Scheme. One of the key rules around SSP is that it is only paid to employees who are unable to work due to illness or injury. It is not paid in the event of absence due to other circumstances, such as strike action or quarantine. In addition, employees who receive SSP are not entitled to receive other types of statutory pay, such as statutory maternity pay or statutory paternity pay. In short, the rules around statutory sick pay are designed to ensure that employees receive the financial support they need during periods of ill health. It is a legal requirement for employers to pay SSP to eligible employees, and employers must also keep records of these payments and inform Home Revenue and Customs of any payments made. By following these rules, employees can be confident that they will receive the support they need during periods of absence from work. Please do get in touch to see how we can help you with your payroll needs on 01243 782 423. Alternatively, email us from our contact page and someone will be in touch. We also update our YouTube channel regularly with new content. See here, Lewis Brownlee YouTube channel.